Tonight we have with us two amazing rose friends, Brad Jalbert, hybridizer and owner of Select Roses, a farm-style nursery and greenhouse that's located in South Langley, British Columbia, and Tyler Francis, owner of Francis Roses, one of the largest producers of bare root roses in the world. These two are in the middle of a story that started with a call from our good friend Stephen Scaniello and leads to an amazing rose being named Vogue Magazine's 125th Anniversary Rose. Roses and Vogue Magazine. Sounds like a match made in heaven. You won't want to miss this fashion-forward story, so sit back and relax. It's time for Rose Chat.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Hey y'all, it's Chris Van Cleef. I'm the creator of the Rose Chat Podcast. For me, growing roses has become a passion. My membership in the American Rose Society has helped me to create the rose garden of my dreams, right in my own backyard. I also enjoy the camaraderie and support of a network of rose growers who are eager to share, learn, and grow together. To learn more about membership in the American Rose Society, visit their website, rose.org.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Rose Chat.
Hey Teresa, how are you doing?
It's so good to have you. Now guys, it's time for honesty. Did you ever think you'd be in Vogue?
This is a dream come true. And, you know, quite honestly, you know, for a rose producer and distributor, it adds a new level of marketing and thought. And most of all, I'm just really proud of Brad and him being the one that was selected to be the Vogue Rose.
You know, the first time I met Tyler, the first thing he said is, Brad, I'm going to have you in Vogue magazine. And it came to him. No, he didn't say that. I had no idea. Do you know what? I was happy the first time I read about myself in a little local paper that went out to 10,000 people. And I thought that was just the top of the world and I could never do better. So it was an incredible thrill. It was a lot of fun. My mom still wants to know if the magazine is read in areas outside of California. And I said, yeah, I think it is, Mom.
It sure is. So guys, take us back. How did this happen?
We had this rose for a number of years. And it was one of those roses when it germinated in the greenhouse, out of the thousands of seedlings, you're going along, you're marking a keeper, one to throw out, a keeper, then you put your little tag in and you think you're a star. And I said those exact words to this rose. It stuck out to me. It was fantastic, just as the first little seedling. And the first plants went to back east in Canada, the Palatine roses. He budded it in his field, a few of them. And I was looking at it there with another rose person that's examined new hybrids from around the world. He said, you know what? That rose is a star. You've got to find somebody to grow that for you. And we sent budwood down several years ago to Tyler. And I think after you had it, Tyler, for a couple years, you commented too that you thought that rose had some pretty incredible potential and you had started to build numbers up already. So I think that was the beginning of Vogue Rose.
So you knew right from the beginning this one was going to be a star. So how did it get in the hands of Vogue?
That was interesting. I think somebody that Tyler knows, Stephen
Scaniello.
Yeah. Wonderful guy who I've had the privilege of meeting a few times. He was contacted, I believe, from Vogue. And they said, hey, we don't know a lot about the industry. We're looking to name a rose. And he wrote a nice letter of recommendation on me, and he had seen some of our product before, and that's how the initial contact came. And I guess Vogue had been looking at some other hybridizers' work and seeing what they had to offer, and I thought, well, I don't have a chance at this, but sure, I sent a description and of a few different seedlings that we had up for naming that had been tested. I already knew Tyler had mentioned this one was doing well, looking great, a few others, we sent photographs to them, a little bit of a storyline. They narrowed it down through their people, what they were looking for to be the Vogue Rose. And that's how it came about. I think at that time, Tyler and I did a little back and forth because we wanted to know which rose of mine is looking good, taking the heat and doing well in most of the climates. So that's where Tyler played a big role, because we had only tested it up here. We needed somebody that had seen more than a handful of plants and how it's doing.
So did they come out and see the rose, or they go on pictures and your recommendation?
They at the very beginning, they went just on photographs, and the decision was based on originally just on the photographs, but we knew they were going to want to see it in person, and that's where Tyler came in, and he can tell you the rest of the story, how he introduced the people to the rose and forced some plants for them. But they chose the rose based on photographs and beautiful, colorful descriptions that I gave it, practice over the years. You want to make a rose sound pretty all the time. It was one of my children, so I had to wrap it up real nice and say, boy, she's a beautiful one. You're going to want this. I knew that if the rose was chosen, a lot of people were going to grow it. So you want to make sure it's a good rose. Otherwise, it comes back on you as a breeder. You want to make sure your best child is out there at the games performing, otherwise you're going to look terrible. So I knew it was a good one, and I was thrilled that they chose that.
When I read about it, it seems like it has it all.
You know, it's a hybrid between a really popular rose that you have in the U.S. named Julia Child, a beautiful, fragrant floribunda that does so well everywhere. And we crossed it. It was a hybrid between that and a rose we developed called Loretta Lynn, after the famous country music star. Mm-hmm. And what we loved about the rose, it had very shiny foliage, almost a crooked look to the foliage. The plant stayed quite compact so that people in containers could grow it. But the rose looks very much like the traditional English style flower. And it had the Julia Child fragrance to it, a little bit of that licorice anise fragrance. I loved that. It had a very much of a foodie scent, I thought. And I loved to have it. We had it for a few years, watching it in containers, did some video clips of it. I had a video clip I sent Tyler of the few plants that we were testing out here, and thought, oh, it just looks like the kind of plant everybody's going to want to take home. And we have the retail nursery here, so we often will put our seedlings out for feedback. Quite often you'll put one out and you think, hey, everybody's going to love this. And people just walk by and think, oh, that's an ugly thing. And we put that one out and everybody loved the rose. So it was great feedback. They all wanted to buy it. And you always know when you have a star, when it attracts attention. And I think it was a really pleasing soft color, too, that it's apricots, a little bit of a golden glow to it that could fit into almost any garden. And the plant habit is wonderful, about 2.5 feet, a little smaller than Julia Child, a little smaller foliage. So it's just ideal as a border rose or a container rose, anything like that. And I can tell you it has wonderful resistance to powdery mildew. We have a plague up here for powdery mildew. It's just the worst anywhere. We get a lot of black spot here, and for its type, it was well above average, we thought, for black spot resistance as well. But it's a nice garden rose, and you can use it. The stems are long enough that you could, even though it's a clustered flowered rose, you can cut them, bring them in, and enjoy them. And it had pretty good vase life and early to bloom. First one in the bloom in the garden.
Is this available now?
Well, first, what I recommend is you go to Vogue.com and you read the article, because it's all really kind of right there. We got to meet an incredible writer who wrote a wonderful story about the rose. From there, there's actually a link to Jackson Perkins, and they'll start shipping out in June this summer. This rose is going to be exclusively available en route, so we're really excited about that as well. Brad has really done an amazing job, really, on two things. One is garden roses that have amazing fragrance, great form, very artistic, extremely great. I mean, the habit out of his breeding lines are fantastic. Fragrance and disease resistant. Brad is really going to be, and I think really proven here with Vogue, one of the top breeders of roses in the world. And we're really excited to introduce him through Vogue magazine.
Well, we're excited. And I know you're excited, and we're so proud of this work. The article says Vogue is an icon of fashion that grows toward the future. So I'm thinking, so will this rose. And that's good for the rose world.
You know, we have a new generation of people that are going to be gardening. Vogue magazine is able to touch those people. And, you know, we really hope that they go out and they try this rose because they're going to be successful with it. Vogue is about art and fashion, and the form and the color of this rose. I showed it to my wife. You know, she said, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Vogue would pick a rose like this. The way that it opens, the colors, the dimension of the color in there, it's peach, it's yellow, it's gold, has tinges of pink inside of it. And then the fragrance, I mean, it's this vanilla fragrance and lemon blossom. I mean, it's just gorgeous. So it doesn't surprise me at all. And as a matter of fact, to go back on what you guys were talking about before, you know, did Vogue get a chance to see this rose? And we did everything under the sun to get them to see this rose because we wanted them to have it. And we were fortunate enough to be able to grow enough to send to New York. Mm-hmm. And we did send it up to the editor's office, and she was just so pleased. You know, the blossom, the foliage contrast, everything on this rose just represents the future of roses.
I'll tell you, I can't wait to grow it in my own garden.
We're going to bring a few to Canada next year. So if anybody is listening that is from Canada, we'll have some here. But we'll have it for our local community here next year if people get to enjoy it. And it's already people, everybody's emailed us and they want the rose for next year. And we've introduced lots of roses before. I've been breeding roses now for close to 30 years, and we've never had one because of the power of Vogue behind it and the lovely look of the rose that has interested people so much that they wanted to get the order and want to make sure they get a plant for next year. And that's wonderful to have somebody so keen on a rose like that.
Well, guys, we so appreciate you coming on tonight, and thanks for all your hard work for the roses. We love them, and we love all that you're doing to give us the very best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, we've included links to the Vogue magazine article that you heard mentioned on today's show, as well as a link to Brad Jalbert's nursery, Select Roses. That's all the time we have for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast, and we thank you for joining us. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.